Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Compare with your imagination, living The heart knows, the heart shows, the heart bestows, and the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are, and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling. A feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am Ombasa Sofira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, always all love. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz with Pure Imagination. You can find all his wonderful music at evzonemusic.com. George has a beautiful piece called Passions, and it is an album that we got to experience when he was here on the playground. You can find that at his website as well. And I find it very interesting that our guest today on the playground has a beautiful piece that followed George's Pure Imagination called Passion, and I know you enjoyed it because it is a very powerful piece. I love that piece. Absolutely love it. And we're going to be speaking to Ebony very shortly. It's a very powerful time this month. This month's theme is open source. And just it's simply about being in touch with our source, our passion, our love, our joy, our God within, you know, our source, where all the truths reside. As human beings, there is what we know, and then there's more. So you see, honoring the universe, the source, it holds vast, unending consciousness and energies. You know, just on and on and on. So it has to be more. There can only be more, always. We're sitting, standing, moving in a time where we all can just simply allow ourselves to accept what we don't understand. We can just let it go, you know, and ask ourselves, is it time for me to open to reaching a new level now, a source level, a higher level of life experience? Am I willing to experience a new level of hope, trust, a higher frequency of love? So this month, we're focused on how we can be a conscious co-creator experience in this place where we stand, this playground of life, and experience our lives anew. I am Ombasa Sophia, and I am welcoming you to a new frequency. How are you? Are you organizing your frequency today? We always talk about how we need to organize our lives. We need to do this. We need to organize our kitchen. We need to organize our house. We need to organize our business. How are you doing with organizing your frequency? Have you collected it today? How you doing? I'm waiting. I'm doing fine. Just in case you wonder. I'm going to turn. Yes, indeed. All I'm asking is, are you giving yourself the experience of the peace you can attain right now? And what you can attain in the next moments to come. Are you willing to let go of all judgment of yourself and others? You gotta ask yourself. Are you willing to let go of the need to analyze every experience? You know, we do it so well. Are you willing to give yourself permission to trust completely? Just drop everything and just say, I do. You know? To trust that everything is what it needs to be. To totally trust in that which is indescribable. That challenges logic, that can't be analyzed. Are you willing to be there and say to that part of you that says you're making this all up, it just can't be true, you're tripping? Are you willing to let yourself just go blank and say, I'm getting away from you, ego, because I know that's what your job is? I know you're trying to keep me restricted and limited and smaller. But I'm larger than life itself. I am massive measure. Speaking of massive measure, I have the most wonderful experience right now to double up and return to the playground of life, to look over and see my beautiful sister Ebony. Ebony Ram. I'm calling her Ebony. Ebony Ram, are you there? Ebony.
Yes, I am.
How are you, Ebony Ram? Oh,
I'm doing
I love
good.
You.
How are you, Ambassador?
I am doing excelente and so happy that you have come to play today.
Wonderful.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for returning to the playground. Everybody's been looking all over for you. Where's Ebony? She didn't come back over today? And I said, no, but she'll be here on the first. You got to come back because she'll be here on the first.
Oh,
so here you are. Here you are, my dear sister. Thank you for joining us again.
You're so welcome.
Yes. So, and you know, I have to ask you today. I know last time I asked you, but I'm going to ask you this today again because it could have changed.
Yeah.
Ebony Ram, who are you today in this moment?
Who am I today? Today I am consciousness, awareness, playing with form.
Pretty nice. That's pretty nice. Yeah. And how you say, yeah, it feels good too, huh?
It does. It feels real good. It takes all that other stuff that I thought I had to deal with or that I identified with right off the table, you know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah. And it feels real good. It feels light. I said the other day, the only way to be light is to lighten up. You know, it's so simple, right? But who does it?
Exactly. It's so simple, but who does it? Right.
You know, it's like, okay, we can just find the simplest way possible and just do it, you know.
Right. And I think that's because, Mbasa, we, from the time that we got here as little babies, as informers, as human beings and little babies, we've been what some have termed domesticated. And we've learned the language, we've learned this, we've learned that, and we started to develop our identity with things like my chair, my bed, my this.
Right.
And so all those things become a part of our identity. Even when we grow up, we have my this, my this, my that, which nothing is wrong with beautifying your space or acquiring things, but that's not who we are, because when I had learned that when those things are gone, did that really change who I am? No, I'm still me.
That's right.
You know? So then it took me into, well, really, who am I then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then coming from a place of, as a poet, you know, you have to delve into those things in order to understand what you yourself put on paper, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not setting you up. I know you got a lot more to say on that subject.
Yeah, but you know, I promised you that I'm going to stick to the question this time.
No, and I told you that we're flowing.
Okay,
you're a poet. I'm a poet. We're going to flow. And so, you know, you go where your spirit, where your soul tells you to go, because that's where you can go on this playground. It's vast.
Okay.
It's
right.
Vast. It's
I
huge.
Appreciate that.
It's massive measure. There are no rules. Yeah?
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So I'm with you on that. And I really love that what you said, because our names, right? The titles that we give ourselves, you know, it's always been a challenge for me to say, oh, you know, well, I am a, you know,
right.
and even the name, I changed my name legally, but it's like right now, it's like, I feel like everything, you know,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, the whole expansiveness of what, soul, life, source, all is. Yes, do I have an individual experience? Yes. That's the deliciousness and the fun and adventure.
Right, it is.
But remembering, bringing yourself into the center of remembering whose you are and who you are and what you are.
Right.
Yeah, that is what I hear you saying, and I love that you brought that up. That is so powerful, you know, because it really, we forget that. We're over, what you're talking about is over-identifying with those things.
Right.
Not just saying, okay, well, I came here and I told my mom to name me, you know, that's cool.
Because, yeah,
you know,
right.
They need to call you something.
True.
You know, they're going to say, hey, come on. No, the other source. No, the other part of God.
Right.
No,
you know,
no matter
you know, you know, we're laughing, and it's so funny because it makes me think of, like, say if I was a doctor, right? And somebody says, who are you? And I says, I'm a doctor. Well, what makes you different from the doctor over there, you know? So you're right. We have to have some type of
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, some type of description or something about ourselves to differentiate.
That's right.
But at the same time, we are one, but not in that sense. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of look at what role do we play, or what part of form are we, what form are we playing with? I'll put it that way. And
yeah, because I think the people. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, because I feel that people are actually, you know, what happens with us is because of the names, because of the titles, because of all those things, because we are what we want, we want this, and then we become so over-identified with it that, you know, then it's either like all the way over there or all the way over here. So over, I mean, it's just that. It's not in the middle.
It's not in the source.
It's not resourcing. It's not, right? So when it's out of alignment, then it's either way over here or it's all the way on the spiritual mountain. It's like, I am God. No, you know, that's the life. You know, and if that's what somebody chooses, I'm not putting that down. Believe me, trust. I love what everybody's doing. I love what you're doing. The thing is you have to know what it is that you are here that you want to do.
Exactly.
That is what we're talking about this month. We're talking about the open source. It's an open source. It sounds just what it is.
It is. It's simple. It's always so simple. But we've gotten into the habit of doing things another way, or in a pattern of doing things another way, until we just don't look at it as we say it. When we say it and we start to understand it, we see how simple it is. But to get out of those patterns, it takes some work, you know, to get out of those patterns, because we have this wonderful thing called mind, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With
yeah,
all the thoughts
it takes
and all
practice
of this data.
Because,
yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, some people can look at, you know, hard work, you know. They can look at it like, oh my God, this is such a problem or a challenge, or they could say this is an opportunity, or this is like, wow, an adventure. You know, I mean, it's how you choose to use it or do it, you know, or be it. Because I mean, if you're practicing, like you're saying, the mind, mindfulness, you're actually, you know, that word, they were using that word over and over. But the point is, yeah, a second.
I wasn't going to go there, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm silly. Okay, that's good, Okay, so, you know, that whole idea of you getting into who you are and saying, this is what I'm going to practice, because I see that I keep slipping out. I keep slipping over here. Get back over there. Come on. You know, and if you keep seeing that you're getting out by, you know, that fact that you're out, then you have to, there's tools and tactics that we can give that talk about how you do that. But the point that we're talking about right now is the fact that this is what's happening
exactly
on this playground of life.
And it's great that you've mentioned it quite a few times, the word choice. We have choice.
That's right.
So if we take it moment by moment, or choice by choice, I should say, it's not hard. You know, but if we look at the overwhelming picture, if we look at the whole picture, then yeah, it will be kind of overwhelming, because there's so many choices to make within a day. But if we take it choice by choice, it's not, without finding it not to be so overtaxed or so overwhelmed. Just take it choice by choice, and knowing that whatever choice is made is not going to change you as existing as consciousness. You know, so. It kind of takes the pressure off. It does take the pressure off. Not kind of. It does. And I've found out that health-wise, I'm better. Even things that I have to accomplish throughout the day, it's like synchronicity steps in and things just kind of puts themselves right in order, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like I'm saying, choice is so, so very important. And being aware. Just know that you're consciousness, but you're playing with form, not over-identifying with. Because when we over-identify, my case was, when I over-identify with something, I make choices based on me being that thing or me being playing that role. But as long as I stay within knowing that I'm consciousness and I'm playing with these different roles and these different thought forms and art forms and different other consciousness, walking around, sitting around, or that I meet, then I make choices based on that, and things seem to fall right in line.
Give thanks. You know, that was powerful what you just did. Mwah for that. I love you. Because you sat there and you said, my choice was, I mean, is, okay, because you're dealing with what is for you, but also you took the power, you see, because really the first thing was, because you already, you see how you just did that? Your practice, right? You
yeah.
took yourself to is, and you talked about the issue at hand, but
right.
the whole idea is the practice and the repetition of doing it makes
right.
you so much stronger that soon you find that, you know, it was.
Right. You created a new habit. Right.
Yeah.
A new condition for yourself. Exactly.
And that was beautiful. Thank you for that. So speaking of play, because you're using that play, you use my favorite word, playing with form and playing. All right now, Sookie. So how do you play? How do you passionately love and appreciate Ebony every day?
Oh, man, I tap into feeling a lot, and I try to see what's going to bring me my highest excitement in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I've engaged in, or maybe someone will come over to the house, or maybe I'm out riding to a certain place because I've got to meet an obligation. But once I get there, something unexpected comes up. I'm like, okay, what will bring my highest positive joyfulness right now, my highest excitement? And I go with that. You know, sometimes it's just to greet someone, you know. Hi, how are you doing? When they're sitting there just kind of like not paying attention to anything, and then they'll pop up, oh, hi, how are you? And seeing that smile, it just kind of does it. Another time I may just put a song or something in my head while I'm sitting having to wait, whereas I could have chosen to get all puffed up because now I've driven this distance and now have to wait, but I choose not to. I choose to take that time that I'm having to wait and have a joyful experience. So I take each moment and play with it, whatever is going to bring me my highest joy at that moment. And when a situation comes up where, you know, because we fall into those other emotions too, we have them, and when a situation comes up that brings me sadness, I kind of go through it. I don't resist it. I just let myself go through it. And once I've gone through it, then, okay, it cannot control once I allow it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, if I walk through it, I can't fear it.
Mm-hmm. That's
I have
right.
to walk through it. But I can choose how I'm going to walk through it. You know, I'm not going to lay on the ground, and, oh, mess with me, mama, you know, that. But
because it ain't going to do no good anyway.
No.
Who's going to pay attention to that, really?
please. Let me bring a whole bunch of it. But I can choose how I'm going to go through it. But I've learned for myself to just go ahead and walk through that sadness. Go ahead and walk through that anger. But, and then once I've walked through it, then my mind can't tell me it's something to fear. My mind can't make up stories or thoughts
Absolutely.
About it because I've already experienced it. It's done.
That's what's up. That's
and it's
what's
off
up.
The
that's,
table. Now I can
That's move. Right. That's right. I mean, it puts a whole new light on fear and faith can't take up the same space. Peace
mm-hmm.
and fear can't take up the
can't
same
do it.
Space. It cannot do it. It is impossible. And it's like you didn't talk about walking through it. When you're walking through it, yeah, you exercising, you practicing that thing.
Yes.
That practice looks like that or it looks like that over yeah. there. However, whatever, because you can't speak exactly to it because everybody's situation is different.
Yes.
Everybody
yes.
has to get in that middle road, in that inner source, and delve.
Right.
Go in there, dive in there, swim now.
Exactly. It's open source.
Open source. Okay?
Right.
A wellspring of love waiting to help you shape and mold you.
Exactly.
You know, you could be solid as a rock, but that water going to wear you down, okay?
Exactly.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I want to talk more about passion. I want to talk about that piece that you did, because that was I love the words. It just really touches me. And it's just so – it's not even a long piece, but it's short and sweet. I love it. So we're going to come back on the other side and talk about that, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Roll, roll, roll your boat gently down the street. Merry, yes. Merry, 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 wife for golden dreams.
Be rainy, let's study. Rainy, rainy, city. Rainy, rainy.
I love those little kids.
Every time I hear it, I laugh. Oh my goodness, that is so. Oh, row, row, row your boat.
Yes, yes.
My goodness.
You know, I couldn't make out what they were saying in the end, but it made me smile though. So,
because they had perfect. The song. They went, you know how they do. They make up. Okay. They make it up. Hey, they say what it sound like, but I bet you one thing, from a soul level, they know what it is.
They know what it means.
Yeah. You know? And they can sing it from that perspective. Because exactly. Words always get in the way.
I'm
going to say, you can use them, right? And they work sometimes, but it's like when you try to overcompensate, children know they have a language of love. They have the language of the soul. They know. And we have a call waiting for you, too, so we're gonna take the call in a minute. And so this is really powerful because when they come in, they know. They just, everything is right there. They came right from source.
Right.
And then we, no matter what country we live in, we are, like, really on them to learn the language that we're speaking, the words that we're speaking. There's still a soul language. There's still a stream and a block of thought and blocks of energy that we can tap into at a moment's notice, which is what happens when we go out of our body, which is what happens when we really tap into higher frequency, which is what is happening when we go into deep meditation and stillness.
Right.
You know, we get those streams. We get when somebody's talking to us and we on a vibe, you know, like when I'm on here with you and I'm on here with my other love, you know, we are like vibing. We know what we're saying before we even say it.
Exactly.
We hear in between the words. We know the stream.
Right.
Because it's coming for both of us.
Yes.
There's one of us here.
Yes.
You know, and it's just so powerful. The children, they, when I he was like, it was just the best because I know he knew life was but a dream.
Mm-hmm.
What? Of course he knows life is but a dream. He's living it.
Exactly.
He don't have to. He is not tripping. He ain't got to worry about nothing. He's running back and forth, just being in the moment.
And you know what I like to think of, put it down as? I personally put it down as mind, body, and spirit. We're two or more bodies of like mind with one spirit, basically.
I like that. I can work with that one. You know.
That's my formula.
You said that's good. I hear that. Well, I want to ask you about the passion, and then we're going to bring our special caller on. The passion piece. Can you tell me where that came from? Because I just love it.
Oh, to be honest with you, it's what we were just talking about. How?
Okay.
How can you really describe passion? There's really no words for it.
Okay.
The thing that you're passionate about. It was. I was trying to find a way to describe how music influences my life. What music means to me, and that's what I came up with. I mean, it's like trapped in. I mean, not trapped, but it's like in there, and it's got to come out. And without it, it's like I'll just. I need to move on. I cannot be here. You know.
Well, that's good that I asked you that question before we brought this special caller on, because I'm sure she can chime in right there. She probably was ready to play double dutch anyway. She was going back and forth. You know how you used to go back and forth. You know, she was about to run in, and then she said, dang, okay, there's something else. So I'm going to go around and run in this way. Sherry Marie, I love you, baby.
Yeah, what? Baby, I'm rocking on the side, watching y'all jump, waiting to jump up on
man.
That double dutch.
Come on in, boo. Come on in.
Oh, my goodness. I just, you know, I am so privileged just to be sitting here basking in the glow of the wisdom of you two incredible women. I just am so honored. You guys are putting it down for real today.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are amazing. And I'm telling everybody out there in the world that's listening, please, whatever you do, these two women, Ebony Ram and Ombasa Sophia, go find them on the net. They are very easy to find. Purchase everything they got. It will change your life.
And you know,
it will change your life.
Because Sherry Marie brought us together, remember?
Sherry Marie. Okay, then everybody can. Marie is M-A-R-E-E. Okay,
yes.
Sherry is C-H-E-R-I. SherryMarie.com. Okay, while she's talking. while she's blasting everybody like that, though. Thank you. So I'm just happy that you are just so here, right here, and present. So
yes.
I got to ask you, Sherry Marie, passion, let me, you came in right on time, right on time. And Ebony was sharing about why she did that piece.
Wow. Yeah, and I love what you said, Sister Ebony, about it, because you nailed it. It's just, there aren't really the words. I don't feel in any language to really explain what that is. There's a knowing. It's just like an energy of knowing. You know, you just know when that feel, when it comes over you, it just overwhelms. Let me speak for myself. I know that when I'm in it, nothing else exists.
Exactly.
You know, and for me, like you, music does that for me. It's like I get into this place, you know, and the sky could be falling, the house could be burning. It doesn't matter. I know when I'm there, and I know that there's nothing else like it. And it's such a unique high. You know, it's not like anything else, really. You know, when you're in your passionate place, I'm trying to fashion words to express it, but they ain't working. So, you know, that's real. That's just natural.
Right.
I really, it's just, you know it. You know it when you feel it. Nobody can change your mind about it. You know, no one can tell you it's something that it is not. You know it's real. It tastes. You know the way it tastes. You know the way it feels. You know the way it smells. You know the way it sounds. Everything about it. You know that passion. And I just pray that everyone on the planet finds that place in themselves and that thing, whatever it is, that excite them in that way where they do it for free.
Yes.
You know, you just do it because you love it, you know.
Right.
And I know that's what all three of us are doing. It's, we're living passion. You know, it's like a real organic living breathing entity.
I love it. And I love what you just said that, you know, about the senses, because in order to fully engage in anything, you know, that's what we use. We sense things as humans, as human beings. But when we are in our dominant self, is when we know. You know, there's nothing that we don't know. We know it all. You know, and but it's that whole energy that you're talking about. That passion is almost like the passion is exuding the God in ourselves. The passion is exuding this open source. It's like, okay, so today, my passion is going to the concert. Today, my passion is going in the studio. But today, my passion, you know, because it's an open source.
So
it's about, you know, not being pigeonholed, like we talked about earlier. Not being pigeonholed into a place where you just, you know, this is who I am. Because both of you, though you rock that music and you bring it out to us, both of you masterfully do so much more. You know?
Yes.
And it's about that, you know, this like you said, all the senses. Because Sherry, I've seen you. and you know, in different roles, and it's like she's Ebony. You probably too. You right there. You she be like she on stage for real, doing what she do when she's singing and performing. That's the same way that she rocks out wherever it is. If it's a humanitarian thing, whatever it is that she's teaching, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing to really say that I am inside my passion.
Exactly.
And like you said, all that yumminess about, this tastes good. Boy, this look good. Oh, wow, this feels good. And you know what I'm saying? It's beautiful.
Exactly. And my thing is knowing that I am consciousness or or awareness. If I'm that, I have to be truly present. And when I'm truly present, it's on.
It's
on
and popping.
And then I find myself, when I get to my house or I get to a point where I now want to enjoy myself. You get what I'm saying? So I go and I tune in to myself. And it's like I'm transported again to a whole nother place. You know? Yeah.
Wow.
It's
wow.
like you hang the coat up, you hang the dress up, or it's like you hang the body up. And you
yeah.
Say,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am. Absolutely.
Yes,
ma'am.
You met a priest, girl.
I mean, it's really, I mean, and I played one of my pieces earlier, and it just brings me to mind another one. You know, when we talk about passion, you know, it's like I make my statement with enthusiasm.
Right.
And now the answers will flow. I will do this as my universe conspires to assist. Me in achieving my goals, all those dreams deep inside I hold. Now as I break through the illusions of all that I fear, I embrace the reality that the Creator is here within me. Okay? And that, to me, is the essence of what passion, when we are living it, and we're living in that passion, is, you know? And I, y'all got me fired up right now. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you. So I'm going to ask both of y'all this question, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you guys, let's see, I don't know, we got about, I don't know how many minutes we got. We got enough minutes, okay, let's do it. Okay, so, so Ebony.
Yes.
Okay, so the question is, what do you know right now? Know. I mean, that know word is not what you think, not what you feel. Now, it thought you, but might be what things, what can you say right now? It doesn't have to be 5,000 things. I just want to know, what do you know from that knowing place?
I know that I am. I know that I am. I know that I am.
Okay.
I know that I am. Whatever am is for me, I am. Whatever you want to say.
Right. She kept saying it over and over to see if anything else was going to come through, you know?
No, I mean, but I'm saying it.
Yeah,
I
was
know
right.
That I am.
That was cool.
So if you want, if that taking that thing that I used to do about judging myself, comparing myself, wondering if I'm ready for, it wouldn't show up if I wasn't ready. It showed up based upon the choices that I made. I wouldn't have made those choices if I wasn't ready for. You get
what
I'm saying?
That's right.
Even though my mind may tell me that I'm not ready for certain things, I made the choice for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I know that I am.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty rich. And as I said, it kept being you. Every time you came up, it was like, okay, I know that I know, and it's really that was a lot of good. It was a lot of power.
Yeah.
It was a lot of what you know, because it's everybody's answer doesn't have to be the same. You see, because.
Yeah.
That's what you know right now. I mean, if everybody's answer the same, that would be pretty boring. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Who wants to hear the same thing over and over and over and over?
Exactly.
But it's going to be the same if you know it. If you know it, it's still going to come from the source that of all that is. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a knowing.
And
the only thing that could come from the source is a knowing. Anything that you think and leave room for doubt, and that you believe that leaves room for doubt, is not a knowing.
It's not a knowing. That's it. Now, in knowing that I am, I have to know that you are.
Exactly.
So in me saying that I know that I am also saying that I know that you are, because we are.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, so Sherry Marie, the microphone is yours.
Well, this is it. Look, this is why we are so very kindred, because what I'm about to say is the tag for what the beautiful Ebony Ram just said. What I know is that I am love.
Yes.
I'm love mm-hmm. because in my heart of hearts, in my soul, mm-hmm. I understand from my soul, I should say, that everything is energy, and that energy is love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I am. That's who I am. That's what I do. That's everything that I believe is in existence, from the grass to the moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the, and that is the tie that binds us all, you know, love. And the creator, of course, of love, God, the creator, God, Allah, whatever you choose to call that higher being, that source energy, that whatever, that is love. It's all the same thing.
Yes.
In my humble opinion. And that's all I know how to express is the being that I am, which is love. And so everything that I hopefully approach it with a loving eye and a loving ear and a loving kindness and a loving realness, so that my compassion is the first thing that enters the room, you know. It's the extension of the love that I know that I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know that everything and everybody else absolutely is. And so there can't be a difference if I'm understanding that, really.
Mm-hmm.
There's no separation. There's no way I'm more than or you're less than or vice versa. It's an impossibility, you know, because it's all the same thing. And so, you know, being fully present in that truth for me is really all. That's the only thing I know, boo.
Okay, y'all rock me out. Y'all, I'm just going to tell y'all right now, we got to wrap it. We got to wrap it. But you know what's really powerful is that, Sherry, you did a great surprise. You did a great cameo surprise here.
Yes.
And it couldn't have been, it just couldn't have been any other way. So we give thanks. We're going to take this triangle and we're going to give a big group hug because I'm just loving you.
Yay.
I'm a work on going out with coming from, what is it, coming from where I am? Where I am from. I like coming from where I am. I'm renaming your song. But anyway, Ebony, let's tell them where we can find your music and... before you leave, where can they get your music?
EbonyRam.com.
EbonyRam.com.
I have a store online.
Okay, great. So they just go click store. Okay. Right. Well, we're going to love you. We're going to love you up, and we are looking for both of y'all back on the playground very soon.
Sounds
I love
good.
You, and thank you for coming today, Ebony.
And thank you.
And Sherry Marie.
Yay, Ebony! Yay,
all right. Love y'all. Talk to you later. All right, everyone. This is a very powerful opening for the open source, which is our tag for this month's theme. And we will be back next week and just continue forth with it. My teleconference is on Sunday. It's the ABCs of Nature's Best, which is what we are talking about. Nature's Best. We are Nature's Best. So we will see you, if you need more information about that, of course, go to ombasa.com. All right. We will talk to you later. We're going to go out with, let me stop trying to rename her song, coming from where I am from. Yes. All right. Much love to you. Many blessings. I thank the Creator for you. Ombasa out.
I am from still waters running deep upon the ocean's floor, slowly rising to caress and kiss the ocean shore. I am from a sculpture's idea with flesh that bleeds, chiseled with care, a masterpiece. I am from the stars above, astrologically the cat, Leo, prowler of the zodiac. I am from melodies heard only in silence, rhythms enhancing spiritual guidance. I am from lessons learned, troubles traveled, challenges faced, and riddles unraveled. I am from still waters running deep upon the ocean's floor, slowly rising to kiss your feet. That's the ocean shore.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.